You have school desks in your present store
that's
here.
That's right. We've always had it.
Did your father use school desks?
Yes.
From the beginning?
From the very beginning. The reason being, he never wanted a table. For instance, he had a small table with four chairs. One person sits at that table, that's the end of the other three chairs. You can't use them. One person is sitting at the table, I can't go and say, may I join you? It just didn't quite work out. So he had what he would consider his customer's own space. He had his table, he had his chair. This particular area was all his. Nobody would bother him. Nobody would say, can I use your table? Because the table didn't amount to more than 1 foot by 1 foot.
Did the idea of using school desks start with your father here in Tulsa, or had they used that concept back?
Before. In fact, not to mention it, I was at the original store in Houston, the James Coney Island, and they were using chairs similar to what we were using, but their table, instead of being squared like ours are, was more round and a little bit bigger. So apparently the concept always remained the same. We've said it before. You could have a bank manager sitting right next to somebody that's working out on the streets. It didn't make any difference. You had yours, he has his.
In your present location now at West 4th Street, you are the only one who's kind of remaining true to the spirit, including using your school desks, because in the other locations, nobody uses school desks.
That's right. They didn't see it that way. They felt that by having tables, you would encourage bigger crowds, which I can understand, but it didn't make much sense to me. But anyway, that's the way they wanted it.
So that was a point of discussion then, whether we're going to use school desks or use normal booths and that type of thing, when you expanded to the six stores.
Yeah. Also, trying to find these type of desks and chairs was very difficult. And you could not find a manufacturer. We tried to find somebody here in Tulsa that would do it. He took measurements, and I believe that the cost of making that chair was astronomical. It wasn't worth it.
These school desks that you're presently using, do they go way, way back?
Oh, yeah.
To even your father's original store?
We have seven chairs that go back to the original, up against the wall there. Those chairs were probably old even then. My dad never bought anything brand new. And the reason he didn't buy anything brand new was because if you could find something that was used and good, why spend money buying it brand new? So everything that we had in there was used at some point. Even the grill was used, and it's still in fantastic shape. The only thing new that he had bought was the newer blonde chairs, not the ones up against the wall, but the others around. Those are newer. Now, when they come into being was about 1945, after the war, and he bought a whole bunch of them. For some reason or other, the other chairs he got rid of. Why, I don't know.
So he took a lot of those new ones then to the new location at 108 West 4th Street.
All of them.
But you still have seven desks that go back to his original store.
And they were probably old. We had two fans that I still have that probably are more than 100 years old, probably built right around the century. In fact, the name of the fans are Century, so it must have been 1900 right in through there. We still have those, and we were unable to put them into the new store for some reason or other.